Are Kaizer Chiefs' performance today, it shows that they can win the league.
Look, those guys are on fire. Kaizer Chiefs is on fire.
Kaizer Chiefs, I think they must be given the trophy. I think they're doing everything they can.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Another week, another round of PSL matches to cover. Highlands Park's struggles continue after a second successive three-goal loss, this time losing 4-1 to Stellenbosch FC. And after Sundowns, Chiefs and SuperSport United dropped points midweek, Chiefs had the opportunity to extend their lead atop the table, and they took care of business. Three headers, three goals and 3 points. And that means they sit 9 points clear at the top of the table with 13 games to go. And after both matches, we asked you all to send through your voice note reactions. And as usual, you did not disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
After falling 3-0 to Kaizer Chiefs, Owen Da Gama would have hoped for a response against Stellenbosch FC. Instead, they crashed to a 4-1 loss on the back of a Reyna's double, and fans were impressed with Stellenbosch after the upset.
Stellenbosch are not here by fluke. They are here to perform, and they are here to win games. I hope they will beat Mamelodi Sundowns in Cape Town, stop them, and beat them. And I like how they play. They're not playing one of their most attractive football, but they're getting the results when they need them. Thank you.
Hi, everybody there. Yo. Oh, what a game. Stellenbosch come to their party. There's one thing that today I learned from soccer, is that football is play in a field of play. You can talk and talk at media, do something and everything you can, but when we come to the field of play, it's 11 against 11. So for me, Stellenbosch have wake up. They get their wake up call now. Stretching a team of the caliber of Highlands Park to 4 is something different to the team. I'm going to say congrats to the Barker boys and the technical for doing a great job. You know, football can kill you, Kebajani says, and it is true. The team is a bottom, but they fight and fight and fight. For me, it's a great win for them.
Chiefs' anniversary celebrations continued with another impressive victory. Castro, Nurkovic and Matoho all climbed the ladder to grab headers as Amakhosi stretched their lead on top of the table to 9 points, and fans were impressed with Kaizer Chiefs' resilience during the match.
Yeah, Chiefs are playing well. And I think Latuma, Kaizer Chiefs, I think they must be given the trophy. I think they're doing everything they can.
Kaizer Chiefs' performance today, it shows that they can win the league.
I think Kaizer Chiefs came to the party. They played very well and showed hunger to win the match. We also need to applaud the defense for the clean sheet.
Oh, what a massive game indeed. That game has everything in it. You know, the team of caliber from Pomakola, Gert Pirasman, Sida, Ralani, you know, you are facing a team that can turn you around, inside, outside. Those players were marvelous to watch. But Kaizer Chiefs took to the ground, you know, they come with a plan. They plan for Cape Town City. They demolish it 3-0. And all those balls from the header.
SL Radio, good day. Thabo Dilane from Vanderbilt Park in the world. Wow, what a game. Look, those guys are on fire. Kaizer Chiefs is on fire. They are playing exceptional football. 13 games to go now. 13 games to go. Consistency, dedication, diligence, hard work. They will uplift the trophy. The combination is exceptional, you know. As much as the coach had more time to work with the guys off-season when Kompela left, now these are the results. They're reaping the results.
Kaizer Chiefs idlala ibhola eliphezulu kakhulu and iyingozi kakhulu uma kuzozwa kuma-crosses nakuma-set piece ngoba bayingozi kakhulu ngenhloko abafana oCastro nabo-Nokovic nabo-Matoho uma kuza kuma-set piece bayingozi kakhulu. So itim angabe idlala nayo ibobheka apha kuma-crosses lapha kuma-set piece iyingozi kakhulu. Ube uyaqaphela nakula game edliwe kuyo edlala ne-SuperSport. Kaizer Chiefs amabhola amaninzi abethe ebhalini amabhola amathathu ngiyayiwina nayo la game iyingozi kakhulu kulesizi.
Good day, Soccer La Duma. Qamaku from the Western Cape, George, Kaizer Chiefs supporter. I think this game was not pleasing in the eye. It was not beautiful. It was not fancy. You know, it was not gorgeous or whatever superlative we could use to describe a beautiful game of football. But Chiefs got the 3 points, and it seems like Middendorp is starting to adopt a more pragmatic approach to the game, which is very useful for any team that's trying to win a league, because it's many games and other matches have to, you know, the results have to be grinded out like we did today. We got about 3 chances and we took all 3 chances. 2 set pieces and 1 coming as a cross from Bacchus in the first half. I mean, okay, not the best football, but I mean, it's 3 points and it looks like we are starting to build a better foundation for winning the league, because if we can get results like this, it's a positive in its own.
From my own perspective, I saw the game very fascinating and exciting. Chiefs did not dominate the game much, but Cape Town City, but we managed to score the 3 goals. The most important thing was the goal. But at the end of the match, it was 50-50 possession. For me as a Chiefs, as a Kaizer Chiefs fan, I'm very, very happy and ecstatic, because the game was tough from my point of view. The way Cape Town City played, they showed hunger, but they couldn't. Their finishing was poor. They couldn't score the goals. Yeah. So good luck to my team. This is our season. It's been long. Ever since the 2014-15 season, the last time we won a league. So for us, it will be very, very, very joyful, even though we don't win anything. But the league and the Nedbank Cup, hopefully. Thanks. That's Sanele from Rustenburg, South Africa.
And that's how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Another big week ahead with Bidvest Wits hosting Bloemfontein Celtic and Orlando Pirates hosting Mamelodi Sundowns in fixtures which could have huge implications for the title race. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram for all the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.